Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to episode 3 of The Life Experience. My name's Evan Aquino.
Carl McCook.
So, Carl's in our Talks with Carl episode, which was the second episode. He was a guest there, but I'm thinking of bringing him as a partner in this podcast because it's more entertaining for you guys.
Really? I'm more entertaining?
You
Thanks.
are.
Thanks, man.
Great guy. So, what do you think about that?
I'm honored
You're
and
honored.
I'm happy, you
Yeah.
know. I'm glad you want to do this with me more. So yeah,
I would
I'm
love.
excited for what's
Yeah.
to come.
Yeah. Let's get it rolling. All right. So, first thing I want to talk about today is just the music industry.
Like, okay, so what do you mean like industry? Like production or just like the
Like,
music you listen to? Like what do you
just the music today and music, how it like impacts people. Because, like, one thing that's been on my mind recently is, like, I feel like the music you listen to, it shows your personality, like shows who you are. You know what I mean? Like,
For sure.
if you listen to just explicit rap, I feel like you're this. I don't like stereotype, but it's just things that I've ran into that are just my personal experience. Like, a lot of people who listen to just explicit rap and like just that only, it's like I feel like it translates to their living because like those explicit phrases. It's just like it's not good for the soul, it's not good for the mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, finding like a middle ground. I agree with you on
Like
that.
variety.
Yeah, variety or balance. Like, it's kind of goes back to like you are what you eat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not just like for your stomach. Like, if you eat a bunch of junk food, you're not going to be in good
Fit,
shape.
right.
If you eat a bunch of bad food with
Right.
refined sugar, you're not going to be in good shape. If you don't get enough sleep, you're always going to be tired. Your energy levels are going to be low
Right.
because you're burning more energy than you're putting
Right,
in your body.
right.
It also happens with your mind and soul. If you watch more TV compared to reading more books or doing more things to enhance your brain, you're gonna notice that like
Yeah, it's over
overall,
time, right?
yeah, you're just gonna wear yourself down, wear yourself out. You're not gonna be at your best because you're not putting in the best for your body.
Right.
Same with music.
I think that relates to music really well because like as I said, variety in music is really good. Because like you can have. For me, I like listening to rap like during my workouts or during basketball, or he probably listens to it when he works out or plays baseball. But like I'll in the car, I'll listen like good music, like good feeling music, and like rock and like just modern music. And then like in the shower, I just listen to like calm electronic music
Electronic
because
music.
like it just soothes the brain like so
Okay.
well, like. Our one artist I recommend for that type of music is Tycho, like Tycho. If you're having like anxiety or stress, just listen to him. You will feel so relaxed, and like if you're studying, you'll feel focused. Like it's just not, there's no words. It's basically similar to rain sounds. It's just like really relaxing. And like, but going back to what I was saying, I like variety in music because like I think it relates to food as if you have a moderation, like a variety in diet. Like if you have like unhealthy snacks in moderation, that's good for you because it's not a strict diet that would like restrict your mind to certain things that would make you feel like that would like lessen those cravings. Like if you're having those sweet cravings in food and you need like a snack, like a sweet snack. That would be good in moderation, and that
Yeah.
would just be good for your mind and like
But
your
not like
soul.
all the time.
Yeah, not all the time. Like as I said, variety.
And that's what happens like rap is not the only thing. But it's definitely the more degrading, I would say, of all the music that like degrades people the most. I think rap probably does that the most. And no hate
Right.
on rap, because I'm definitely a
I
rap
like
guy.
rap, but like I'm just saying,
When I
like
listen to too much,
I don't know, do you?
no, I'm saying when I listen to too much.
Yeah.
Like it makes it I notice myself do things that I wouldn't normally do because I'm listening to more rap, which is why, you know, it's good to listen to the clean versions. Look for those. Not all the time, because like, I mean, I don't know.
No, I agree. Like,
Like, just you want to be clean. You want to listen to clean stuff on the outside so you're clean on the inside.
right. I, that's 100%, I agree with that. Because,
Simple.
when I listen to rap, it's all clean unless I can't find a clean version of a song that
he's just gonna break his rule and listen
that to. I happen to really, really like. Uh-huh. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Like, you really don't care about the clean stuff then.
No, but like, I mean, like, it just reflects like your mood and like reflects how you act and like who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just me.
Reflects your mood, how you act, and who you are, dude. That's t-shirt worthy right there.
T-shirt worthy.
No, I agree with you. I definitely think that what you put in is gonna be mm-hmm. is gonna be what you give out. So, right. You know, but that's how we are. You know, that's how humans are.
Like, well, something I was thinking about also is like rap today. I feel like it's like. I don't like to judge, but I feel like rap today is not real music. It's like, it's just not real. Like, really modern rap, and like this year that is coming out, it doesn't feel like real music. Like, it
doesn't feel as good. Like, I feel like every decade that we've gone, I could be wrong, but like every decade that we've gone, the more in time, the more future we go, the worse music overall gets, not even just rap.
And I think that, like, you just first some example, like rappers today are just music people like just
mumble rap, yeah.
And it's just not, and then you hear the beat's good, but you're not really.
But it's a synthetic beat that, like, you know, the Beastie Boys,
yeah, of course.
So, like, the Beastie Boys were a rap group, hip hop,
right?
Group, but they had musical talent, so you know, in their albums, they'd drop some songs with them actually playing music and sometimes rapping over it, hip hop, you know, style over it. That was cool,
yeah.
I haven't researched it, but I'm wondering how many rappers you could like give them an instrument, or like if they actually know how to play an instrument, or if they're just solely vocal rappers.
Right. I agree. Or just like maybe just not even at all. Like, they have someone make the beat and then they just start mumbling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, but there's still talent that, like, Juice WRLD, you know,
yeah,
you watch him freestyle. That was, that's,
yeah, there's,
that's
still talent. Like, some geniuses.
But like, there's not like, it's not a ton of talent,
yeah,
talent,
like, you know? It's rare.
Yeah.
I think some geniuses. Oh, I saw Charlie Puth. Did you see that video of him on the
Jimmy Fallon? Kimmel. Oh, Jimmy. Is it Kimmel or Fallon? I don't know.
The late night talk show. I don't
know. They both have late night. It doesn't matter. I know what you're saying. Jimmy.
But
shout out to Jimmy.
He was he was on that, and he had a cup and a spoon. And that was it. Jimmy brought out a keyboard to produce. He made a crazy, like, beat or a song. It was just amazing. Like, it really made me realize that how much of a genius, how much experience he has in music that just a lot of artists today just don't have.
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree with that. I mean, I don't know how many art, like I said, I haven't done a ton of research in it. So I don't know how many artists actually have talents and how many don't, how many are just singers or performers and how many are actually, like, I don't know if, who is it that got accused of having a ghostwriter? I think it was Drake. He got accused of having ghostwriters.
Oh, really?
I think. Double check me on that, you know, but I thought it was him because Eminem came out and he said, you know, if I ever had a ghostwriter, I would quit and just give him my whole career. Because, like, if I'm not doing it myself, like, because you're not having to produce music. You're not having to make the beats.
Mm.
And you're not having to, like, design anything. You're just really rapping over a pre-made beat. There's not as much talent in the hip-hop. You know, I say talent. You know, I haven't done anything musical. I don't fully understand. I haven't done enough research. But this is just my opinion from what I've seen and heard. And, like I said, fact-check me, double-check me. YouTube comment section, berate me, I don't care. But, like, modern rap today is less talented than 90s hip-hop.
100%.
There was more talent
100%.
In 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s than we have produced today 100%. In 2010, 2020, up to 2025.
Name some people.
What do you mean?
Name some artists from the 1990s.
Like, what genre? You just want
hip-hop.
Rap? Hip-hop? Dude, the Wu-Tang Clan is a big one for me.
Oh, my gosh. I love Wu-Tang.
Like, they got, like, they're a compilation of a bunch of artists, and you can pick them through. But they they still had more talent. It wasn't just mumble rap. And they weren't repeating the same lyrics over and over and over. They were intricate. They were, oh my gosh, I can't believe. He used to write all the songs for Old Dirty. I can't say his last part of his name because it's not, it's explicit. Oh my gosh. I wish I could remember. But anyway, so like he would write songs and he was great. He does Liquid Swords. He does the song for Liquid Swords. Mm-hmm. He's the writer of that one. It's a popular one. That whole album. But he was a genius. He'd write all his music and he would compose it. Like it was really like it was art.
And like Eminem.
Eminem too.
Talent. The Notorious B.I.G.
Talent.
Talent.
Tupac. Talent.
Tupac. Talent. I mean, just like the greats, you know.
But like name someone now. Like
name someone now.
But like it also wasn't as degrading as it was before.
Like, this is not even a meme. It's not be funny. The 6-7 song by Skrilla, I think. If you listen to the full song, I mean, it's just like, it just doesn't even seem like real music at all to me. It's just, I know it's funny, it's supposed to be funny today, but the fact that some people listen to it just because, like, they listen to it, I mean, I respect that, but this is our take, this is my opinion. It just feels like it's just a bunch of sounds, a bunch of mumbling. And like gunshots in the background, it just doesn't feel like music.
Yeah, it's not music. It's just, it's noise is the best way I can put it. A lot of songs nowadays, it's not really music. It's just noise.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go back a little bit and start producing music. Music today, I feel like, is more repetitive. You know,
it could be
more there's like a line between like more intricate. Like being intricate and being repetitive. And right now, I feel like we're leaning too much to being repetitive or too intricate where there's too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there just needs to be a balance where you can like track. And I feel like music today doesn't have that anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The talent just isn't there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a talented musician by any means, but I didn't pursue a music career.
Mm.
But like, the talent for music just is not there. And I... Older music, like 80s music now is more popular than I feel like it was in the 80s.
Mm.
Really think about it. Like 80s music now is more popular.
Oh, really? Than it has been.
I think so.
I didn't think about that. Maybe you're right.
I see people now wearing like, Grateful Dead isn't 80s, but they're like 70s. Mm-hmm. But like, I see more people now wearing like Grateful Dead or Def Leppard, Nirvana was 90s when they got big. But like, you see that more now.
Mm.
But, like, I feel like we're kind of going, like, doing a little bit of a cycle. But, like, this isn't, like, groundbreaking music. Like, Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon, was groundbreaking. It changed music as we know it when it came out.
I think we have two different views. I think I like more modern music and some older music, but I think you know more about and like more.
I know more older, but I you know, it's also the genre I prefer. But, like, going back to that, like, Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon, was just earth-shattering. Then Nirvana dropped with Smells Like Teen Spirit and that album. That was also just like game-changing for the rock garage band. Like that really, those were changes in music. Like now we don't see like, besides the mumble rap, honestly, with people coming out mumble rapping, that's changed hip-hop. But besides that, there's nothing that's just been like, oh my gosh, this is going to change music as we know it. You know? Unless you feel differently.
No, I agree. I think there's some artists that I'm forgetting that have changed music like a lot. But I just can't think of it right
now. Like, I'm talking like shocked the world. We haven't had that in a while.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Probably because like, no, yeah, I agree. Like, not shocked the world.
But, yeah. You know. That's just me. Again, you know the music I listen to. I listen to a lot, for you guys that don't know. I listen to a lot of different music. I definitely lean to more older, you know, pre-2000s. But I do branch out a lot. Like, I definitely do. But
I don't. I also listen to everything, basically, but country.
All right. I don't know, he's crazy. Country music is like,
bro.
Country music is.
I don't know. Perfect. I just don't like it. I think it's.
How do you not like perfection?
Because, well, first of all, it's not perfection.
It's perfect.
But, maybe if you're like, if you happen to be on a boat on a lake, maybe. Like, that would be the only time.
Boat or a lake is like, dude.
A boat on a
lake. We live in the south of, like, we live in the south, man. Driving in a Ford F-150, America's car. He doesn't just raise the bar. Well, it is the bar. Okay. But, like, I'm in all seriousness, dogs in the back, mud on the truck.
Okay, I wasn't raised like that, though. I think that I wasn't raised like that. You were raised like that. You live in the middle of the woods.
Not like the middle, but I live in the... Okay,
it is most definitely the middle of the woods. Have a bunch of trucks.
I do not have a bunch of trucks.
A bunch of dogs, a bunch of chickens, a bunch of goats.
I don't have a bunch of goats. My dad's buddy has like 100 goats or something.
Okay. But you were raised like that. Do you like country music?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I was not raised to like
country music. Not raised to like it, but like though your environment.
Sorry, I just popped my back. So and it was like it was one of those pops that I needed. So like okay, sorry.
Your environment kind of just like reflects country music. For me, I just wasn't raised like that. My dad doesn't know in my family likes country music. And it happened so to be that I don't like country music.
My dad's not like, he likes country music, but he's not like, if it ain't country music, I don't want to listen to it. Yeah. Like, he definitely breaks out, but I definitely am more partial to country music. Baseball culture is definitely can be a little more country. For sure, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Like, baseball, you said baseball country. I would put basketball, because I play basketball, because baseball. With rap, obviously, yeah. And hip-hop. Just, like, mainly. No one would really put on country if you're scrimmaging, doing runs, 5-on-5, just with your friends. No one would put on country or, like...
But that's not, like, because, like, country music isn't, like, hype, you know? Like, yeah, yeah. Let's get after it.
Yeah.
But baseball also isn't, like, all that... Like, you give 110% all the time, but you're not, like, having to sprint as much as you are in basketball. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, if I'm getting a lift in or, like, when we have, like, intense practices, yeah. We're not, like, always listening to country music if we're, you know, doing conditioning.
Yeah, intense, yeah.
So.
Well, in basketball, I feel like it's just mainly just rap. Like, every basketball player I know listens to rap. Like, yeah. It just reflects who you are. But going, let's talk about sports now that we're in basketball and baseball.
Okay.
So, like, Lakers, you don't know much about playoffs, do you?
A little bit, but I haven't really paid attention. Baseball season started up, so I've been watching
that. Lakers have lost. Not Lakers in five. Lakers have lost. And I've heard a lot. They're out of the playoffs.
No way.
I've heard a lot about LeBron's retirement. How do you feel about that?
I mean, yeah, isn't he old? Is he over 40?
39?
Is he 39? 39. Dude, I thought he was 42. But basketball is like a physically draining game, so.
I think it's just crazy that he's played the game in the NBA. He's had such of a big impact for so long, like literally, like almost 20
wait, wait,
years.
Wait.
More than 20
years. I want to backtrack real quick. You just said that the Lakers lost, right?
Uh-huh.
LeBron's on the Lakers. So LeBron just choked another playoff. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. You can't change my mind.
I agree with that. I thought I was going to bring that up because I thought you were going to say LeBron.
No.
But I agree it's Michael Jordan. But I think...
So LeBron's a playoff choker is what you're telling
me. I don't like to say choker.
Choker.
Just because, like, I don't know. It just happens and he's such a good player. Like, literally, in my opinion, second best player of all time.
Oh, for Kobe Bryant?
Yes, bro.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Come on. Yes.
Over Scottie
like,
Pippen?
he's had such a big impact. It's just like, it's honestly sad that there's rumors he might not, I hope he stays, that he could retire. And like, we would look back in many years from now and be like, bro, that might have not been the GOAT. Maybe over Michael Jordan. Because it's getting to me that he might be better than MJ. A lot of people our age have been thinking that just because He's had he's more better stats. Efficiency, better leading in points all time.
Well, you have to think too, like Michael Jordan didn't play near as long as LeBron. Mm. And he quit in the prime of his career because he had like that gambling. Mm. What I've heard is Michael Jordan's like addicted to gambling.
Yeah.
And he had that gambling scheme, and then his dad died, and like I think it connected to the gambling that he had. I'm not sure. But so the NBA asked him, like, hey, look, we don't want these allegations to come out against you. We don't want the face of our NBA to, like, really? Have these issues. So why don't you take a little bit of a break? That's when he went to go play baseball. He didn't play baseball after his basketball career was over. He went to play baseball in the middle of his basketball career.
Yeah, yeah. So he did. I remember that. And
think about that, though. Like, of course, LeBron's going to have more points. Of course, LeBron's going to have more rebounds. Like, he's going to build up in these stats because he's played a lot longer. So like the way I can relate it for,
but longevity does contribute to the GOAT conversation. Just because he's like he's played longer because he's been in better shape and like he's been
well, he's more played focused more.
On yeah. his health.
Like Michael Jordan never really like got. I mean, like, you know the flu game.
Yeah.
You know the flu series.
Yeah, I know that. But
what? I'm sorry, you go.
No, what are you saying?
So I was gonna say like, yeah, I get all that, but if you're gonna say someone's the greatest of all time. But you're competing a guy. You're competing with a guy in stats, and that guy played less than the amount of time, like significantly less. Then how can you?
That's a good point.
Like how can you really say you're the greatest of all time if like there's someone? Because then I can say, well, had he have played his full career, then he would have been better.
That's a good.
Had point. He have gotten his full opportunity?
I didn't think of it like that. That maybe if they played the same amount of time, it would be the same around. Or, like, MJ might have better stats.
Also, the game is so much more different.
Yeah, I was going to bring up a lot of stuff I've heard online about this about the GOAT debate is that MJ, I think it's clear that defenses in the 90s when MJ played were a lot more strict, were a lot more aggressive than defenses today.
For sure.
And he did... He absolutely MJ absolutely dominated at that time, and I think, and I've heard this a lot online, but I think I also agree that it's a lot easier to score and like do those things than it was in the 1990s when it was a lot more like rough and tough.
They don't have as many dunks in the 90s because you didn't have as many open layups, you didn't have as many open runaways because the defense was harder because they didn't want you to score. Now it's almost like, oh, you scored 4 points. That's fine. We're just going to score right again. Like so because the defense isn't as much. So take prime Michael Jordan. Take prime LeBron. Like if I want to compare the GOAT, right? Mm-hmm. Like I would want to take three players in their prime.
Right.
And I would say, okay, I'm going to give you guys 3 years because I think that's the best that you can – like 3 years is a good time to compare 3 to 5.
Right.
So I'm going to say, okay, give me these three guys in their prime for 3 to 5 years in this era of basketball. Mm-hmm. So, put them in that era and see how they do. And then, but you can't do that because, you know, time travel is impossible. Yeah. We can't clone anybody. But that would be like that's the only way you can truly compare it and say, like, yes, this is the best guy.
Yeah, I think that, but I also do like watching the NBA today. I think that it's a lot. It's really entertaining today, and a lot of players, I'm beginning to like a lot of more players than, like, because it's, like, I feel like they're more my play style and represent my play style in the NBA today. Like, I model myself after a lot of NBA players, and I we're not dissing NBA today. Like, I really like the NBA today. We just think that it was more aggressive and rough back then than it is today.
Yeah, I mean, you might like the NBA today. I don't. I can't watch basketball.
I know. You don't play, though.
I mean, I played a little bit, and I like – I'll play pickup basketball whenever. I love it because I think it's fun. But, heck, I'd play competitively if I had the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, watching – I like watching college basketball because it seems more aggressive to me. It seems like, you know, yeah, they miss more, which kind of sucks because, like, they should – I feel like they should make – no, I feel like they should make more because it's tough. But – they don't make as much as the pro players, but the defense is more aggressive. They move the ball more. They pass the ball more. They try harder, especially like college playoffs compared to just like NBA.
Well, yeah, college is definitely a lot more ball movement. Kind of represents high school and college are really similar, I would say, and like ball movement and plays. And NBA, I used to think didn't have much ball movement. It was an ISO.
That's what you said last time.
I did say it last time. But I realized that I've seen a lot of videos that they set plays, they move the ball really well, and each player has their roles. Like, that's why, as it relates to college, the best players in college each have a role on the NBA team, either if it's the bench, if it's shooting guard, you're not the main player, you get the ball in the corner sometimes. That's why I like the NBA today, because you have to perfect your craft, and it's just entertaining to me. Like, yeah. You will have the best players in college come to the NBA. That'd be a really big something, like Cade Cunningham, I would say, or have limited time, like, let's just name somebody. I don't know. I can't name anybody. But just like, I don't want to name anybody, but they might have limited time. Just depends on the team and the role. So, like, I don't think it's basically ISO, but I think the superstars, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or just other all-stars, other superstars, they could have ISO. Or like Anthony Edwards, they're mainly perfecting their craft in the game, and they're represented as an ISO player. But I think a lot of the teams that aren't big, big superstars like them still move the ball really well. It's still good basketball, maybe besides the defense. And a lot, and I have a new favorite player.
Who?
I have two actually now. He's a player that I've been watching for a while now, since he was in the G League, but he's actually risen to a really, really big role in the playoffs. Scottie Pippen Jr.
Is it Scottie Pippen's son?
Scottie Pippen's son. He's 6'1". He's a really small guard for the NBA. And he moves so well. He lays it up well for his height because, you know, he's smaller against the 7-footers. And he makes such good decisions. He knocks down his threes. Like, he plays his role so well, and he's so efficient that I model my game after his. And, like, he, in the NBA G League, he was dominating. And I liked him since then. And now that he's risen up to such a huge role in the playoffs, I've liked him even more. And I'm proud of him. I'm, like, I'm happy that he is where he is. You know?
Yeah.
I also have another player, actually. James Harden. You know James Harden, right?
Of course I know James Harden. Yeah. Travel step back.
I mean, maybe. NBA travel. NBA I mean, travel. NBA not travel, but like high school you travel. But I like James Harden because his craft, I've studied him so much. I would like to model my game after his, but it's just not my type of game. He uses so few limited moves, but it works on everyone so well because he's just so professional with what he does. Like, either it might be a do the leg, size step three, a size him up like three, and he moves the same every time, or a floater or a layup or free throws. That's basically his bag, and he just gets it done so well. And it's been working in the playoffs. He's been, like, leading the Clippers, and it's just been great. It's as well as Scottie Pippen Jr. He's been, although I think the Grizzlies lost in the playoffs, I think they're out, he's just been leading the team so well.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I definitely agree with that. Since offense is such an important part of the end, like, of course, offense has always been important. But since offense has really been valued way more over defense, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, those two guys are definitely people that stand out because their offense has just been team leading instead of like ISO leading or any of that. It's just been team leading and team motivating.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Right. Let's talk about, like, video games. What games do you play?
Dude, I don't play a ton of video games. MLB The Show, back in 2021, in 2022, I grinded the show. Like, I loved MLB The Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2K, but for baseball. And then I've always been like a Minecraft guy. I haven't played in a while just because I honestly have been doing other things. But I'll watch Minecraft. It's always been kind of nostalgic for me. I remember, not jokingly, but I was like 6 or 7 years old when I got an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was given to me was Xbox 360 and Minecraft. So my dad and I would play on the couch together for 30 minutes before I went to bed.
Oh, that's actually sick.
I mean, it was nostalgic. So as I got older, I always kind of played. And So to be able to like go back and play an old version or to watch an old video brings back good memories. So
wait, let's talk about like, well, before we do this, actually, no, let's just talk about it. As we said, as we compared rap to old rap and music to old music, what do you think about video games? Like, do you think video games today are better than old video games? Because I know a lot of older adults, a lot of adults think that like Pac-Man, the arcade games are like,
I don't know where you're going with this. Gal. Okay.
Just a lot of the old games are like better than the new ones.
I don't know.
I think they're really different.
They're very different. We're so advanced in technology now that it's different. But I don't want this to sound wrong. Like, violence in video games doesn't bother me. And I'm like, the violence, I don't know how much like an effect it has. Well, games like GTA and things like that.
I was thinking that.
Like, GTA is a little too violent because it's too realistic, I feel like.
And just like not good for the younger crowd. There's a lot of younger kids. That's a good topic I want to bring up. But a lot of younger kids that play GTA 6 is not a good influence for them.
No, it's not. Because your brain is too, like, that's why, you know, things that people do when they're younger are so influential. Decisions that you make, family things that happen around you, will like, one thing can influence you for the rest of your life because of how influenced you can be at a young age. Mm-hmm. So games like GTA, Call of Duty, not as much. Like, when they had zombies, it was one thing. But, like, when you start to, like, get, like, human-on-human violence, I definitely think it can affect you more. And being someone that never really had that when it was younger, it actually makes me more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, human-on-human violence, like, in video games and real life, things like that. Because I never was, like, whereas my friends that played Call of Duty or my friends that played GTA 4, GTA 5 when they were younger, they're less bothered by it than I am. Because they
dealt with it. They're used to it.
Because they exactly. Mm-hmm. But games like, you know, Fortnite, where it's more fictional, I'm kind of like, well, you know, it's just so fictional and stuff. Minecraft, especially at a younger age, when it was older, heck, even now, but when it was older, it was better because it really promoted creativity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
it's like Legos.
Yeah, it was like Legos, but, you know, don't get me started on Legos, man. I love Legos. Like, I would play with Legos now if I had them. But, like, I loved Legos. But, you know, so, yeah, it's like Legos. It would promote creativity. There were some math things that helped, like finding perimeter and area. Actually, surprisingly enough, when I was younger, building with my dad in Minecraft, you know, that I would find the area of things by doing, like, the blocks, converting it to meters.
That's nostalgic, as you said. That's good.
But it's a positive influence, too. It's a positive thing. Whereas I feel like games now.
Games today.
Aren't as positive as they were.
And I feel like a lot of younger kids are playing those games today. Like, I'm on – Fortnite's a good game, but just something to think about, which is crazy. I'm on Fortnite doing duos fills, and I'm like – there's like 8, 7, 6, like 5-year-olds on the game.
Cursing you out.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like, they're going to – just think about – they're going to graduate high school at like 20, like 40-something. And, like, they were born in 2020, and they're playing Fortnite in, like, chapter whatever it is. It's just, like, crazy. Like, for us, we grew up on, like Plants and Zombies, Skylanders.
No. You know what the best was? Angry Birds on your parents' phone was the best. You cannot change my mind. Those are some of the best memories I've ever had. Angry Birds on my parents' phone.
Yeah.
They're in a meeting. They're Subway talking with Surfers. Someone. Subway Surfers is still kind of popular, but yes, Subway Surfers on like the Samsung tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. And then like kids today, they're exposed to like YouTube shorts and TikTok and I feel like it's just a bunch of nasty stuff and like GTA and like
you have the phrase.
Like, I don't even play this game like Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's fine for like older kids, but like a lot of younger kids, I just feel like it's not developing their brain
right. As much as games, not saying games would develop your brain, but it did develop your brain, I feel like, more, or didn't harm you negatively as much as games today do. That games today do.
And just media. Like, the brain rot.
Like, yes, it's called brain rot legitimately, but it is brain rot. It rots your brain.
It, like, like your brain is decaying.
It's killing kids' brain. It's killing their attention span. It's killing their focus.
Yeah.
It's killing their drive. Like, and that was something that I thank my parents for, because now I don't want to play video games as much because of, like, my dad was never really an advocate for him. He never really liked him. He would play, like I said, he played them when I was younger, but it wasn't his thing. He didn't like video games. He didn't even like me playing them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up and I started, and like my friends would start to play video games more, I wanted to play them, and I had the Xbox or whatever. And my dad was like, "Have you done chores? Have you done your baseball? Have you done that?" I'm like, "Okay, no, I haven't." And then I would start to be like, "Well, I want to play baseball. But baseball, I can only play for a limited amount of time. I can be 7 years old playing video games if I want." So those are some things I started to realize. And I was like, well, you know, is it fun to play video games? Yeah, dude. Fire up the Xbox. Fire up the PlayStation. Play with some friends on a late on a Friday night when I don't have anything.
Friday night,
it's fun. But the thing is, I noticed myself, this might not be for everybody, but like, it starts with playing a Friday night. Then it's like, oh, I don't have homework and it's a Thursday.
I'm going to play then.
I'm going to play. Oh, shoot. Well, I know I have a little bit of homework, but like, I'll just do it in study hall. I'm going to play. Well, yeah, okay. I'm doing my homework. It's Wednesday night. What am I going to do? Yeah, I'll just play. And then I'm like, well, no, I could be doing this, or I could be doing that, or I could be. So it starts like that. And then, but the reason that I feel like I'm able to deal with it a little bit better is because my parents were more on me of like, you know, hey, you're not going to, we're not going to let you play until you're done with your things. Your things come first. Whereas kids today, it's like, here's an iPad. Here's a phone. Here's a video game. Go play video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to someone. Go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, just leave me alone. Go do that. And, or kids just like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And then they do it. And then they become like borderline addicted. So it's going to be tougher to break those addictions.
I went through that phase. I was 10. I don't know, like May 11 or 12, probably. When I was 11, 12, me and Fortnite were like you couldn't pull me away. Like, I was literally on it so many hours of the day. It was like, it was just me, but I was like fat. I was ugly, like bad. Like, and it was just like, it was bad. I'm not saying like it has a negative effect on you, but like, it had a negative effect on me where it was just like, I was just so addicted to it. And like
your brain starts to be like, oh, I need to play.
Yeah.
Like that for me is the line. Like, I've been noticing too, like with my phone, I've been trying, like I can start to get on my phone more, especially being around so many people that are always on their phones. But when I'm being told like, oh, I need to do this, and my brain is subconsciously telling me, that's almost like an alarm for me, especially when it's something negative. Like, if my brain's telling me, like, hey, I need to work out. Yeah, I need to work out. Hey, look, I need to practice baseball. Or, hey, I need to work on this. Or, hey, I need to help my dad. Or, hey, I need to – things like that. Or like, a positive, right. Hey, I need to do this.
Right.
But when it's like, you know, hey, I need to go on my phone. I'm tired. Or like, hey, I need to play this game because I'm bored. Or, hey, I need to get this done so I can play this game. That's kind of like the line for me. Like, oh, my gosh, this can't be healthy because it's not a healthy thing.
That's why there's so many influencers today that promote productivity. Have you seen that on your For You page, YouTube page?
Mm-hmm.
So many YouTubers today, like, just love to promote waking up early, working out, ice baths, cold plunges. Like, I mean, and it's not even like, I know some of y'all might be thinking like
Ashton Hall.
It's a joke. I mean, there's parts where like,
it's a little excessive.
Bro, like, I kid you not, bro, I was in the air for 4 minutes. Like, have you seen that? Like
I have seen that.
That's funny. And, like, rubbing your face with a banana peel. I mean, maybe.
That's just weird.
Maybe it has, like, some benefits in the skin. I don't know, so I can't judge that.
I'm not going to do it, though.
Or, like, some memes. Okay, it's kind of funny. But the overall message where it's, like, trying to promote waking up early, being productive, getting things done, focusing on school, eating right. Like going to the gym and just like being productive. That's been a real push in today's world. Like,
that's
been really popular.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I don't think people realize. People will separate their mental, their physical, and their spiritual health. But let's deep dive on like the mental and the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your mental health is arguably more important than your physical health. However, don't let like your physical being, like I look at myself, I'm like, I could be faster. You know, I could be in better shape. Mm. It's not a negative thought for me. Mm. It's a motivation for me to do better because my body is a temple. Mm-hmm. So if my body's a temple, why am I going to put bad things inside of it? Mm. Right. It's like, it goes back to the music we were talking about earlier. Why would I want to put bad music inside me all the time? One thing, I have variety. One thing to listen to a good song. Maybe it's not the best song, but it's a good song. Another thing to constantly fill yourself. So it's like, it's one thing I go to a birthday party, I have a piece of cake. Mm. It's another thing to say, like,
I'm having the cake every
day. I'm having the cake three days a week, yeah. 4 days a week. Every day I'm going to have a piece of cake. I'm going to have ice cream every day. Mm. I'm going to have this strawberry Tutti Frutti pink drink every day. I'm serious, man. There's so many people that like drink that, like, oh, I'm being healthy, and they pump their body full of that fake sugar. Mm-hmm. Your body can't process. It's not good for you.
Another great topic. We're just rolling here. Like, all right, well, let's go back to the productivity. I encourage all the productivity influencers and like those fitness and life influencers, especially that a lot of them are young. A lot of people that show up on my YouTube page are like younger people, like day in the life of an entrepreneur, of an athlete, a high schooler. And it shows like a lot of them just show a lot of productivity. I think that it influences listeners like me or like younger kids to grow up productive too, because you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to.
Yeah, you don't have regrets, but also just it feels better when I.
Yeah, you feel better
when I day. When I physically eat good food, mm-hmm. like healthy food, right. like fruit. I feel better when I eat a healthy fruit than I do ice cream or a piece of chocolate. Mm-hmm. My body, it's weird, and this could just be me. I feel cleaner. Mm-hmm. Then when I drink water, I feel better than when I drink even like Gatorade, like especially like a soda or a juice, like Capri Sun, like Kool-Aid, things like that. Mm. I feel better when I drink like water or like fresh juice than compared to, you know, a soda or a milkshake. I feel better. Mm. And when I feel better physically, for me, I also feel better mentally. When I get better sleep and feel better physically, when I eat healthier, when I work out more, I notice that like my mental health is also better because they like feed off each other.
Right. Like a lot of the foods today, I focus on my diet, me personally. I really like to eat good, clean food. I feel better. I think what I ate today, I can feel confident that, you know, it's not going to lessen my lifespan over years that I'm having that food. Like I can feel confident that it's healthy. It'll be good in my body. Like, do you focus on your diet?
I try to, yeah. I've noticed that, like, you know, with school and stuff, I get up pretty early to get, not even, like, work out or anything, just get ready for school. But, you know, I've noticed that when I don't eat as good, like, when we were traveling for baseball, like, we would go out more, I would eat more junk, right. We stop at the gas station, we stop at a Chick-fil-A, we stop at a Zaxby's, right. And I would eat things that, you know, I would feel worse because I wasn't eating the best food. Mm. But, like, when I go home and my parents cook a good meal, or I bring a good lunch, or I eat a good breakfast in the morning. Like, you know, I have chickens. They give me eggs every day. I eat some eggs in the morning. I feel better than when I eat, like,
Fruit Loops.
Yeah, like bad cereal. Or, like, or honestly, my habit is, like, I just...
Donuts.
I don't eat. Not even donuts. I just don't eat.
Well, okay. I've heard... Well, I would like to talk about this and a lot of other stuff, but I heard that not eating in the morning is good for you. I've also heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yeah. And I agree with that. But I don't think it would hurt you or help you it would help you if you eat breakfast. It wouldn't hurt you if you don't. Recently I was late for school and I had a lot the day before and I didn't want to eat breakfast, so I didn't. And it kind of felt like fasting even though it wasn't a super long time to eat. But I felt fine. Like I didn't feel bad, and the hunger went away, where I was just like, okay, I can do this. I'm just going to drink my water, and I was fine.
Yeah, I get that. I've heard a lot, like a lot of nutritionists and doctors say, if you're a young kid, like adolescent, you know, young adolescent, young kid, especially playing sports, especially someone that's not like they're watching their weight, but not to watch their weight to lose weight, to like, you know, put on weight to gain muscle. you need to be eating 3 meals a day with 2 snacks. Healthy well, meals, okay. Healthy snacks. That's what I've heard.
I agree with that. But, and something I see a lot today, though, is I see, like, people doing bodybuilding, right?
Right.
People try to get their protein up, their carbs up, and it's just, like, a lot of it, like, maybe they're bulking, dirty bulking, clean bulk, but this is probably targeted more to dirty bulking, like, maybe, like, bro, people would eat, like, donuts and, like, just, like, a bunch of steak isn't bad for you, but, like a bunch of, like, steaks and, like ice cream bars.
Steak's high in fat, but, like, steak's good. It's red meat. It's good for you.
I'm trying to think of, like, other types of, like...
Yeah, like pizzas. Sausages are high in fat. Fried food.
Like, they get it to get their calories in. I mean, that I don't really know much in the bodybuilding world, but if you're trying to do that, then maybe it would help just to get... It would bulk you, and then you could cut. But I feel like just a lot of media today is those type of foods when you're bodybuilding, and a lot of kids growing up want to be strong, want to be bodybuilders because they see them on media online. And it impacts them with the food they buy, and it would impact their mental because some of it's, as I said, the dirty bulking, not good food. And it's just like, it's just unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think kids today, though, they don't need to be watching. Not they don't need to be watching, but they don't need to be idolizing, like, bodybuilders and bulkers. And when I say kids, I'm talking like 10 to 16, mm-hmm. like 10 to 15, 10 to 14. Your body's growing. Mm-hmm. It's developing. There are a lot of things to say. Like,
I mean, your body's growing until you're around 20.
Yeah. For guys, I think girls stop a little earlier, but guys, it's, you know, definitely. So, and I'm not saying like lifting is good, especially as you get a little bit older, but you know, you don't need to be like going crazy. You don't need to be like pumping your body full of a bunch of food, a bunch of like things like that, and then like lifting like crazy, especially at a younger age.
Like, it's lowering the foods you eat. It's like lowering your lifespan. Like, you could get cancer. You could die earlier. It's a longer term effect. Not
Wait, what do you mean? Like what do you mean by foods that I eat? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, unhealthy foods.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not, because it's not made of like good ingredients.
Yeah,
it's
not healthy. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people can't control eating healthy foods because a lot of good organic foods is not affordable.
Like, well, think about it. Diet Coke, for example. Mm-hmm. People love Diet
Coke. It's an
addiction.
So much, right.
And isn't it, agree with me if I'm wrong, like aspartame is like cancer causing?
I mean, that, and it's just a bunch of other chemicals and sweet.
But it says diet. That has to be good for you.
Exactly. That's what it perceives as a lot of Americans and just people in general think it as a diet drink.
Yeah. I was talking to someone and they're like, oh yeah, I drink like 2 to 3 Diet Cokes a day.
Really?
Who? I'm like, I'm not going to name them.
In their school?
No, I'm not naming where. Because I don't want them, if they watch it, to know who I'm talking about. Right. But no, they were like, you know, I drink 2 to 3 Diet Cokes a day. I'm like, pumping your body full of bad stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not great. It's not good for you at all.
Right. Right.
And then you see these people that put their body full of bad stuff. Here's something I want to talk about. They put bad food in their body. They drink the sugar drinks from the Starbucks and the Dunkin'.
Right.
And they drink the sodas, and they eat the more fried food instead of more lean food. And they're eating out, and they have high fat rate, high carbohydrates. Right. High sugars, that not like simple sugars like fruits, like
complex
sugars that are not great, especially when, you know, you're trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And then they're upset about like their physique, but not even that. What they're not realizing, like, okay, your physique, yeah, people don't want to look overweight, but now you have like love your body. Wherever you stand on that, you stand on that. I'm not necessarily looking at that, because you can be skinny and be unhealthy. It's what your heart's having to do.
Right. It's your internal...
Your internal organs are having to process all the bad food you put in.
I was... then that is why 1/3 of America is obese, right?
Yeah.
That's the correct stat. I mean, just think about it. Like, me, Carl, one other person, that one person can be obese, and that applies to the whole United States of America.
I could be the obese guy.
I was at an out-of-state tournament this weekend in Louisiana, and we stopped at a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I was looking around just to notice, just to realize all the branded Buc-ee's foods that were so just the country. It's mostly country foods, like just fried foods and like pork. And
but they're
like
not doing it with
candy.
Like, they're not doing it with organic ingredients. They're not doing it with healthy.
I mean, it's not even close. It's not even close at all. Yeah. And like just chips, like pork grinds.
Hey, pork rinds are good. Don't be hating on pork.
Okay, I know.
Don't be. You know what? Don't be hating on the Buc-ee's. The Buc-ee's is
I'm
heaven
not
in a gas station.
It is, but it just. And I was looking around. How many people are walking hard? How many people can barely walk? How many people are fat and just like their tummies are sticking out? And it just made me like, hey, bro, it makes me sad.
Yeah, because they don't realize. Not even the looks. Not even the way they want to look or whatever. Your heart is having to do so much more work to keep yourself alive. And you're reducing your lifespan because your heart is having to pump so much more harder. You only get a set amount of ticks, okay? You only get a set amount. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can – but you can help yourself live longer if you eat better, right, if you're healthier, if you – exercising 3 to 4 times a week is, like, proven – like, going back to the mental health thing, it's also good for your mental health.
Right.
There's so much more that, like – you can fix by just eating a little bit healthier. And, okay, so not everybody can afford, like,
I was thinking that
organic, perfect.
Like, a lot of, in that countryside, a lot of people in the countryside, Buc-ee's, you know, a lot of people are from the country as they live that rural life. And a lot of them can't afford those healthy,
organic. It's cheaper to buy Wonder Bread than it is to buy, like, Dave's organic.
Whole, yeah. Those naturally raised foods are more expensive.
But you know what you don't have to do? You don't have to make 3 Wonder Bread sandwiches for lunch. You can eat one.
You can have moderation.
Yeah.
You can just, I mean, it can be like instead of
strawberry ice cream, eat some strawberries.
Yeah, or instead of like, I don't know, some like Wagyu beef. I mean, maybe, right? I don't know. I'm trying to think of like an unhealthy meat, like
sausage, like, is not unhealthy.
Sausage, I know.
But it's high in fat.
It's high in fat. Like, sausage, you could do, like, ground turkey ground. Yeah. I mean, or turkey, but, like, ground turkey and chicken are really lean and it's really good.
Chicken
and
is really good.
Those are around the same price.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend, like, there's just a lot that you can do, but even that, it's just moderation.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you're counting calories, you get, like, more calories and less amount of food. And, like, McDonald's, for example, like, I saw something. There's this guy that, like, shows you, like, a McDonald's burger, and then he shows you, like, a plate of ground beef and a plate of rice and a plate of green beans. And, like, this McDonald's burger has X amount of calories and then this much.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, but the thing is, you can't even eat a third of the rice and ground beef that he's showing you, and you can eat 2 of those burgers. And
is that like that guy with the red hair and the glasses?
It's been a while since I've seen his video.
Yeah,
but
it was,
I think,
like,
maybe
he made a video like
organic whipped cream and strawberries, and then like 1 pint of strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, it was like he was like, for this amount of ice cream, you can have this much of
blueberries.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Or in another video I saw, it was like, it was his doctor, for this Starbucks drink has this amount of sugar, and it was like powdered sugar, like filled to the brim of a bowl, and it was just like crazy.
Yeah, they show you, like, they shock therapied one girl, and this is an old show. They're like, how much Coke have you drank? She's like addicted to drinking Coke. So then they bring her out to her backyard and they show her, this is how much sugar you've eaten, and it's like on a pallet.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. Wait, no, I saw like something like that.
Yeah, and but it's real. It's true. Like, you know, sugar is sugar and fats. Like, people are like, oh, keto diet, cut carbs, things like that. But it's really not carbs. It's not the proteins. It's the sugars and it's the fats.
Yeah.
If you're trying to cut fat, cut fat. Cut sugar out of your diet.
And, like, and you have to exercise.
You have to exercise.
I mean, like.
But it doesn't need to be, it doesn't need to be, like, a hour and a half workout of 30 minutes of running and then 45 minutes of lifting and then 15 minutes of the Stairmaster. It doesn't have to be 6 days a week. It doesn't have to be 7 days a week. If you can get in 3 to 4 days a week, 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day with a simple workout, anything, mm-hmm. Even if it's a light run every day, you'll see better results than being inconsistent with a workout. And you will see better results by not working out at all, which a lot of people are already doing. The reason we struggle with obesity is because people aren't dedicated to cutting. The thing is, too, you're like, I saw, do you know Kevin James? You know any Adam Sandler's movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like the bigger guy in the Adam Sandler movies. Okay. You would know him if you saw him. I think he's in Zookeeper. He's in Zookeeper.
Oh, man. He's in Grown Ups. Yeah.
He fasted for 41 days. And he just drank water and a little bit of salt in it. I'm not telling people to go fast for 41 days, especially kids.
How did he come back?
He lost, like, I think it was like 51 pounds.
It's just like...
Because he said, like, his body ate the fat off.
But, like, if you eat food, even if it's healthy and you don't burn it off, I mean, it's staying there.
Yeah, the food's going to stay there.
You're going to gain weight. But if you eat that good food and work out, you're going to feel good, have longevity, and you're also going to look better when you look at yourself in the mirror. And, like, I saw this video of, like, The Rock doing Instagram Live.
He's on roids, from what I've heard. He's in the steroids.
Okay, maybe he is.
Anyway.
But one of the person in the chat was like, what happens to the food, like, once you eat it? Or, like, if you don't work out? And then The Rock was like, I get fat. Like you have to burn it off.
Yeah,
right?
You have to burn off what you like. Of course, you can't burn, like, you can't, I don't know if it's possible, as many calories as you eat in a day, if you eat the average amount of calories, to burn that many calories. But it's possible to burn off a chunk. It's mm-hmm. possible to burn off, and over time, you know, you're going to burn off the excess calories you have. Because what you have stored up is fat. You don't have protein stored up. Protein goes into your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, like, carbohydrates stored up, because you turn that into ATP and you burn the energy. You burn the glucose like that. But the fats and the complex sugars.
And a lot of it is, I think a lot of it is affected by media. Like, you go through the YouTube shorts and you see all these food reviewers. As we said, like, the bodybuilders, but you see all these food reviewers reviewing, like, best burgers in the city, or doing this at McDonald's, or trying Burger King something, or, like, Taco, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, degrading people's health, because it's just normal to go and do that stuff. And then you get addicted to it, you keep going, you get out of shape, you feel mentally
like,
poor.
There are two guys that I think of. There are three, actually. There are three, like, professional eaters. There's Nick Avocado. He's a really big guy. And then you have Eric.
He lost weight. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it.
Bro, you have to watch that video. He took years off or months off, and then he, like, got in shape and, like, stopped being, like, weird.
Stop me.
Like,
okay, so then throw Nick Avocado and the other two guys I was going to say, but Joey Chestnut and Eric the Electric. I haven't seen Nick Avocado, but I know for a fact that Joey Chestnut and Eric the Electric are in good shape. Eric the Electric is, like, strong. But they're both, like, professional eaters. He does, like, 50,000 calorie challenges and, like, how I'm going to order, you know, like, he ate, like, 10, like, 15, no, it was, like, 18 plates of Olive Garden in one sitting.
Mm.
Like, and that's not great food to eat. Mm. It's a bunch of carbs, it's a bunch of sugars. But he's in good shape. Why is that? Because he works out. Because he's determined.
Or just naturally has fast metabolism.
Fast metabolism, yes.
That's lucky. Like, you are blessed for that.
Yes, but also, like,
inside.
I agree.
Like, your overall health, even if you, like, don't see it, like.
But if he didn't work out, he would be big.
Yeah.
If he ate what he ate and didn't work out, he would be a big guy.
Yeah, but your health is still not, it's still degrading, because all guarding those chains and, like, it's just fast.
Not health. It's fast.
Good.
It's fast food.
It's oily. It's greasy.
But, like,
it's good in moderation, as you said.
Of course, good in moderation. It's not gonna hurt you to go to Olive Garden once a month. But if you're making it a regular thing to go to Olive Garden, and you're not working out, or it's just, yeah, you can count calories, you can count macros, but you should be counting is what you're putting into what you're getting out. That's the big thing. At least I think, from what I've seen, how much are you putting in your body, and how much are you getting rid of in your body?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, if you're putting in excessively more than what you're giving out, then yeah, you're gonna put on weight,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna put on a healthy weight. But if you're putting in good and you're giving out good, or if you're putting in good and but not giving out as much, but it's good, there's always going to be those balances. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But like, I also want to talk about more media, like how it's affecting young kids.
Do you start?
Well, a video I remember seeing, I saw it the other day. It was like Andrew Tate was criticizing Clicks. You know that? Who that is? A professional?
Yeah,
design.
I think so.
Yeah. About like his profession and like playing video games for a living. And I feel like the videos we see today, so many kids want to play video games for a living. They want to live like that, right?
Yes.
But Andrew Tate was like slapping him into reality. He was like, Clicks, the stuff you do, like, you had it easy. Like, you grew up easy playing video games your whole life. You had all the equipment. Like, this is not a real profession. Like, this is not the real world. And I feel bad for Clicks because, I mean, it could be true, but it's also a slap into reality because, like, a lot of the media today just is not, like, real. It's, like, not benefiting people.
Yeah, I agree. Where I fall is neither here nor there, but he's not necessarily wrong in this instance.
Right.
Excluding all his other views, in this instance of professional gamers, it's not a profession.
It's not.
It's not. You need someone to do the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone to get up every day for their family and do the 9-to-5.
Right.
And so kids have these aspirations to like play video games or to be influencers. Well, where's the kid that's going to do the 9-to-5? Mm-hmm. Do I think video games are negative? No, I don't. But there has to be moderation with everything. And when you don't have a moderation, like, there's not as much moderation in video games. When you don't have moderation, yeah, it becomes negative. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing kids that didn't have a moderation and their parents didn't stop it, and now they're
addicted.
Now they're doing it for a living. And
I mean, it's not bad if you, like, made it, you're getting money from it. Maybe as a young kid and you're, like, just trying to get started. Even if you're doing it as a profession, you're getting money. I think that's great. I think you could do it for a living. But I don't think it's a real...
Where's the benefit, though?
It's no benefit. Like, it's no real-world benefit. There's not, like, a real...
You're making money, sure. Like, I'm pretty sure Clicks has millions of dollars.
Of course.
FNCS really, and Twitch. So, like, I understand that you're making profit. But at the same time...
And, like, streamers.
Yeah, and streamers... Like, who's the guy? Speed. I show Speed.
I mean,
like, you're putting stuff out there, but like, what's your real world job? Go work a 9-to-5.
Well, okay, I don't think he should work a 9-to-5 now, clearly, because he's
no, you're making millions of dollars. Why would I go work a 9-to-5? But
if you get started with it,
what about the kids that want to be like that, and then reality sets in that you have to work a 9-to-5?
Yeah.
Like, what are they in for?
But I think that if you get started with it and it blows off like Speed and Kaisen and Clicks, that's great. I'm just like, and I think it also, the benefits outweigh the harmfulness, because like, bro, people love watching those people. They're entertaining, they're funny, and it like helps people's days out.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just like, it's just not like, I think the point we're trying to make here is that it's a people dream for that, and it's not reality. It's not reality for most people, and like, people really want to do what those people do, but
it's like playing professional sports, I would say. Yeah. The way I could put it is like,
but professional sports a lot it, or streaming or professional sports is a lot more popular than those big time streamers.
What I mean is like, to play professional sports is really, really, really hard. It's really hard. A bunch of kids want to play pro sports. But, you know, as you get older, the reality sets in that it's really hard. Same with streamers. It's not, like, the easiest thing in the world to be, like, have, like, a popular, you know, stream or a popular YouTuber. Like, right now, we're trying to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just getting things going. It's not like episode 2, episode 3, episode 1, it just blew up and bam, millions of hits the next day. No, mm-hmm. It takes a while. It takes time. So to build, to do that, and like, what's my plan in high school? Oh, I'm gonna be a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Are you making videos? Well, yeah. How many views do you have? Well, you know, like Mr. Beast, I was watching videos on his startup. He got lucky. I mean, at the end of the day, he just...
I thought, what... Wait, explain the story. Like, what happened? Do you know?
So, I think he was in, like, high school. And
he made videos in high school.
Making videos on, like, Call of Duty. And then he did, like, this thing, like, sub for sub. So, every time you sub to me, I'm going to sub back to you.
Right.
And he had, like, a few hundred, but nothing crazy. And then he gets into college and was, like... He would go to college. His mom was, like, paying for him to go to college. And he was, like, he wouldn't even go to class and stuff. He was just working on videos. Mm-hmm. And he was taking the money, like, his mom gave him. He would pay for, like, people to help him make videos. And then he told his mom, after he had, like, a really good video that, like, blew up and started making mm-hmm. some legit money, he made, like, had a really good video, blew up, or, like, a good set of videos that blew up. And then he gave his mom and paid him back the money that she gave him for college. She's like, what's this from? And I'm like, I've been making YouTube videos. And ever since then, he just, you know.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
But it wasn't like, you know, 16 years old, 14 years old, Mr. Beast just comes out and is like, bam, 1.3 billion. No, it took time. It wasn't easy.
It's just not reality. Just get it quick. You have to work for it over time. And that just relates to a lot of things in business and sports.
It's not like
the dream of streaming and gaming is just not.
It's not reality. What do you benefit, like, to do that as a young kid too? What do you benefit?
But I think that a lot of people do it. I think how they got big, they started at a young age, not fully relying on it, but it started to get going, and they started getting up there. And I think a lot of people do that today, and it's just a hit or miss. Like, the rare few will get up there to be big, popular streamers and gamers. But
how many gamers are there on the planet?
A lot.
How many people make YouTube videos? A lot. How many people do you know?
But it's just natural. As you get older, you'll get busy. You'll understand, like, it's not really, I might not make money off this. It's not a super reality, like, guaranteed paycheck as, like, a 9-to-5 or a real job. But, like, it's just natural to kick in that it's not a super real.
But if you're banking on that as your profession, the reality is going to set in that, like, hey, you might not make it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with, like, that's why I try to connect to sports, because, like, you play minor league ball or you play in the G League. Like, hey, you might not make that big $1 million salary.
Yeah.
Like, you might not get that signing bonus.
That's just, I mean, like, those big streamers and gamers and athletes, that's a dream, but you got to work with what you have, and you got to work with God's plan for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You done?
I mean, if there's anything you want to talk about, I'll keep talking, but. I feel good about it.
I do too.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
You kind of need the mic to.
Thanks, guys, for listening to our podcast. You know, that was really good.
I feel like it was a good one. I hope it made sense. You know, what if we just said, like, doesn't make any sense?
No, that was good. We say our takes. That's our opinions, guys. So if you would like to debate, if you think something other, then we'd love for you to comment it in the comment section.
Let us know.
Thanks for listening to the pod today, guys. And episode 4 probably coming out soon.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.